This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, James, very, very much. And indeed, welcome to our second hour for this Sunday morning, folks. We are here from 8 until 11 every Sunday. I've been doing commercial radio. I started I'll call them by name at WFAA Radio when it existed back in the late 70s. And it's melded in now to another station at the 570 frequency, and 30 years at the 1080 dial, and now the last 2 years and 2 months here. And I am so grateful to be here on a station that has this incredible signal. I've worked at three legacy stations in this state, and it's a wonderful opportunity. Talk about my hobby. This is two college degrees in horticulture, and I never dreamed I'd be doing this with them, and I love it. So thank you for tuning us in. We're here to answer your questions. I have several open lines right now at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227, 800-288-WBAP. And it's easy to reach us. That number will do all. And right now we go to Steve Huddleston. One of the nice things about this career is that I've had the chance to meet some really great horticulturists and really great friends. And Steve is certainly one of them, the senior horticulturist at the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil.
So we're going to talk about cooling down a landscape that for one isolated day in August isn't terribly hot, but we're going to remember what you've told us. Cool blues to cool the landscape. Thanks. That's a great topic. And you have some blue plants.
Well, they're just beautiful. I like the blue plants. They're nice as accents. They just add a beautiful color to the landscape. And one of those is Indian grass. This is a native grass. Actually, it's the state grass of Oklahoma. It has stiff, upright blue blades of grass that get about 3 to 5 feet tall. The tassels are a beautiful golden yellow in the fall. They reach about 5 to 8 feet tall and appear late summer and early fall. This is a grass that likes full sun and well-drained soil. Occasional irrigation is okay, and this is a grass that you can cut down in late winter. But it's really pretty in the landscape. We have some in the Fuller Garden.
That's a pretty grass. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, another wonderful plant is the Blue Atlas Cedar. I'm fond of these. We've got 1, 2, 3 in the garden. This tree is native to the Atlas Mountains of Algeria and Morocco. It can get about 40 to 60 feet tall with a spread of 30 to 40 feet wide. It is a slow grower, though, and we may not see them that large here. The cultivar Glauca has powder blue needles that are about 1 inch long and stiff and appear in clusters along the stem. That's the variety that we have in the Fuller Garden. This tree is moderately drought-tolerant once established. There's another cultivar that I like. It's Glauca pendula. This is the weeping blue Atlas Cedar. We have two of these in the garden, and these really have to be used as focal points. They're just magnificent specimens.
Yeah, and they will certainly not get to 60 feet tall. These are very slow-growing and very compact plants. They're beautiful. Jimmy Turner has them along the Paseo and at the Dallas Arboretum. They really are gorgeous plants. And then you have creeping plebe. You know, before you leave the woody plants, I'm going to throw in one that I like, and I'm not asking you to vote yay or nay on it, but just one that I've always admired, and that's I think there probably are several of the selections of blue Arizona cypress.
Yes.
That silvery blue foliage is just breathtaking against evergreens.
Yes.
You have to use them carefully, don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Blue now, ice that's especially blue, yeah.
Yeah, that blue ice is exactly, that's right. Let's talk about creeping plumbago. I love this plant. This is an understated plant that a lot of people don't know, isn't it?
Well, yes, it's a trailing perennial. It only gets about 6 to 8 inches tall, with dark green, diamond-shaped leaves during the summer, but in the fall, those leaves turn a mahogany color.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the growing season, the flowers bloom, of course, and they are the size of a nickel in a true blue. They're just as blue as anything can be. This plumbago makes a nice ground cover in full sun to dappled shade.
It's a nice rock garden plant. Folks, this is not the tropical plumbago that you know. This is Ceratostigma plumbaganoides. In other words, it looks like plumbago. The flower does somewhat. I think that's a stretch even. It's beautiful. I like regular tropical plumbago, but
yes. But
it's waist high or knee high.
Yes.
This is a little trailing perennial that's just beautiful. So it's creeping plumbago. You don't find it at every garden center in town. It's worth the look, though, isn't it?
Right.
And where will we find that at the Botanic Garden?
Well, we have some in the Fuller Garden as well, yes.
You just kind of tuck it into places, don't you?
Yes, exactly.
That's the way it works. Yep. All right. How does somebody come out and find the 100-plus acres of the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. And the 24-hour phone number?
That is 817-871-7686.
All right. And fwbg.org is the website of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, fwbg.org. And I might add that there's always something wonderful at the Botanic Garden, even during the winter, even on a hot summer day. You have the conservatory, you have the Garden Center building, you have the shade of the Fuller Garden, and then one of my favorite places in North Texas, the Japanese Garden. Oh,
yes.
There's a lot of fun there, isn't there? That's
yes.
A lot of responsibility, Steve.
Well, yeah, we take it one day at a time.
Oh, shucks, he says. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. Senior horticulturist at the aforementioned Fort Worth Botanic Garden, Steve Huddleston. And that is sponsored today by the great product called Ortho Fire Ant Killer and Ortho Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules. Don't let ants keep you from enjoying your lawn. Fight back with Ortho's powerful lineup of outdoor insect killer products to keep the fire ants away. For best results, learn the two-step approach to controlling fire ants. Step number one, use Ortho Orthene Fire Ant Killer for existing mound treatment. It kills the queen and destroys the mound. One 12-ounce bottle will treat 54 mounds. Apply it when fire ants are active. Do not apply it during heavy dew or just before a rain. Treat new mounds as they appear. And then step number two is to use OrthoMax Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules for broadcast treatment. Apply them uniformly over your lawn and water the lawn after the application. They will kill the queen and the mounds. It prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Covers up to 5,000 square feet. For best results, apply in the morning or late evening when it's cool and when the ants are most active. That's Ortho Orthene Fire Ant Killer and Ortho Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules. Two great products from one great company, Ortho. Ortho.com is the website again. Ortho Orthene Fire Ant Killer and Ortho Max Fire Ant Killer Broadcast Granules. You're going to see fire ants popping up in the moist soils around. Ortho has your solution.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's NEILSPERRY. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Travelin, very, very much. And we have a line open for you right now. If you'd like to call, we're about to go to Mike in Weatherford. The phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Mike, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting. How can I help you?
Morning, Neil.
Good morning.
What's the best time to sow fescue seed?
Fescue, if you're going to plant fescue, needs to be done in September. It's a cool season grass, and so the first 15 or 20 days of September would be the ideal time to plant it. I took photos 3 days ago of fescue along Beltline Road in Addison in a commercial landscape. I'm not going to identify it. That lawn has been so beautiful for the last 10 months, and it is bare ground now. I mean, every year it does this. I'm there several times a month in that general area, and I just watch it, and it's just dying away because of the heat. It wears out. I just am not a big fescue fan. I tried it for 8 or 10 years.
I wouldn't either, except that I've had one now for about 5 years, and it's done really pretty good.
All right, go for it. And
overseed again.
Yeah, you overseed in September every year. And what people say to do, what the turf specialists tell us to do, and really this applies from your house northwest up into the Panhandle. I'm going to start the acceptable area on your property line, and we'll go northwest from there. They tell us to overseed every year, and there are two categories of fescue. There's turf type and then dwarf type. And, of course, there's pasture fescue. You don't want that. But you want to stay with the same category. If you have a dwarf fescue, stay with another dwarf. If you have a regular turf type fescue, stay within that range. And plant different varieties every year so that you get a community of fescue, not just one variety. And where you normally would sow it at 8 to 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet, you overseed it at half that, at 4 to 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and during September.
Is there a better variety for the heat?
No. I tried it for a a sponsor back then. They're no longer in, well, they are in business, but not sponsoring me with fescue. I finally wore out. They kept telling me, well, we have a new and improved variety, and I tried 8 or 10 varieties. And I finally said, guys, I don't think so. It just isn't doing it for me. And I just, I like the way it looks 10 months a year, but I don't want my late summer lawn to look that bad. Now, yeah. I have a couple of friends. I have a very good friend, a turf specialist with A&M who has fescue in the North Texas area. And I haven't talked to him about his lawn specifically in the last month, but he's had it for several years, many years, I think, and he's been very happy with it. And he's better at turf than I am by far. So it can be done. It just uses so much water, I can't afford the water bill. And I'm not trying to talk you back out of it, Mike, but that's kind of where fescue is, and I don't recommend it for other people. You've done well with it. Falcon is certainly, and Rebel was a variety I haven't paid a lot of attention because there hasn't been a lot of push on it lately. Those are two varieties that hung at the top of the list, and a year or two ago when I looked the last time, they were still there. So,
all right.
That's a start. That's my answer. I'm not sure that was worth waiting for. You're as good as I am on fescue.
The date was what I was most interested in.
Yeah, it definitely has to be September, and early September is better than really late, depending on what the weather does. And by the way, just for anybody who is seeding or overseeding a lawn, do not use a pre-emergent weed killer, because obviously they work at loggerheads to one another. So.
Right.
There we go. I appreciate your call, Mike. Take care. All right, his line open, and that would be 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now. We have Will also in Weatherford, and we'll go to him in just a moment. First, though, I want to give you the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Many, many years ago, I decided that I would like to do a Texas gardening calendar. I actually had done kind of a trifold sheet that had probably 5% as much information, maybe not even that much, as the calendar now does. And it went over so well in nurseries that I said, you know what, I think publishing a calendar would be a good plan. And for 30 years now, we have published an annual Texas gardening calendar. This calendar is a lot more than just the dates of next year. I mean, they're there. You can't have a calendar and not have the dates. But down at the bottom of the grid of the month, of the dates, down at the bottom, there's about a 3-inch high band, left to right, clear across the 12-inch calendar, of text in a fairly fine font, small font, that tells you, bullet by bullet, what you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray in your landscape and garden in that month. Now, this information will save you a ton of money because it will tell you when to overseed fescue. It will tell you how much to use. It will tell you all those things. That's one of the things I'll be typing this afternoon as I continue to work on the editorial of the 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. When you prune various things, when they have to be planted, when they have to be fertilized, and when pests are likely to show up and what they are. All of that information, a beautiful calendar, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally with some very beautiful awards that say it's the best regional gardening magazine in America. All of that for $36.95 plus $3 postage on the calendar. That's the lowest price that we will have. The calendar alone will pay for the entire offer in savings of making good decisions. That's the preprint price. When we go to press with the calendar, the price goes up. It will never come back to $36.95 again. But you need to call before 11. Call before the price goes up. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call right now, 1-800-752-4769.
This is Neil Sperry, and for 17 years now, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair. They are the best. You know that you can trust their work. Their home inspection is absolutely free. You need them now during the summer more than ever before. Advanced Foundation Repair with the ProLift Repair System guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair.
All right. Thank you. West Nile virus is a threat in the community. That is really true. This is a message from Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. Any still body of water can be a haven for breeding mosquitoes. Most ponds and water features contain fish, that eat mosquito larvae and are a pleasure, not a problem. A saucer of water under a potted plant, rain barrels, bird baths, even a rain gauge that you have forgotten to empty after the sprinklers ran, all can harbor mosquito larvae. Luckily, Dixon Brothers has a safe and easy solution with no adverse effect on you, pets, birds, wildlife, or the environment. Biological Mosquito Control, or BMC, is concentrated. It works in 24 hours. Just one drop in a bird bath lasts 7 days. A half ounce of BMC will treat 3 average bird baths for 2 years. BMC is available in larger sizes for larger bodies of water. Go to Dixon Brothers and get help controlling mosquitoes around your home. Dixon Brothers also has Gambesia. They're little fish that aggressively eat mosquito larvae for ponds and water gardens. They also have bug baits for personal protection, which when twisted releases citronella scent effective with a 6-foot radius. Attach it to a belt loop, purse strap, or baby stroller to discourage mosquitoes. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, or you can call them tomorrow. They're open 6 days a week at 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537 in Mesquite. It's Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
If you enjoy my program, it would mean a lot to me if you'd let our advertisers know. It's sponsors like Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett, 972-475-5888, on the web, covingtonnursery.com, and Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, on the web, norwayirrigation.com, that's Norway Irrigation.
You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters. And if you are, then I have a name and a phone number and a website for you. It's Sunburst Shutters. Sunburst Shutters. They use an engineered wood substitute in most of their shutters. They can make wood shutters for you if that's your preference. But Polywood is designed specifically for shutter application. It's completely synthetic. It contains no natural wood, so it won't rot. It won't warp or crack or peel. It's color fast. It is either white or off-white, depending on your choice of colors. Available in 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louvers. It can be custom fit to just about any opening in your home. I'm not sure that there has ever been an opening they couldn't put a Sunburst shutter in. Sorry about the grammatical error there. Polywood shutters from Sunburst Shutters are available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Call Sunburst Shutters this week. They'll come to your home and bring samples and show them to you. Nice people. No pressure. They'll measure the windows. They will show you what it looks like. They'll give you an estimate. You can talk it over with them or go to the website at sunburstshutters.com. Sunburstshutters.com. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. Sunburst Shutters. Back to our phones, we go to Will in Weatherford. Will, this is Neil. Good morning.
Fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you, sir. What can I do?
Based on some information I heard you talking to several other people about, we live in northeast part of Parker County, and I think we had a pretty good measure of cotton root rot in our St. Augustine lawn, and I've probably put out somewhere, you know, 15 or so cubic yards of that sphagnum peat moss.
Will, you wouldn't have had cotton root rot. You might have had take-all root rot or take-all patch.
Well, you just referred to it as root rot. I'm sorry, whatever.
Take-all root rot. I'm always very specific to identify because so many people just use root rot as a, you know, kind of a description of somebody got too wet or something. So I'm always it's T-A-R-R. Take-all root rot is the disease that in May bothers St. Augustine, maybe into early June, April and May usually.
Well, it wasn't treated until about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it looks like that's going to take care of the solution. I don't know for sure, obviously, yet. But and I was working out there yesterday, and I noticed that there are several patches in the St. Augustine. And by the way, the places where this root rot is not there. The grass looks extremely healthy. I mean, it's dark green and looks good and I fertilized.
Okay.
Keep your regimen. But anyway, there are little round patches of grass. The grass looks healthy, except it's a bluish gray. And they're about the size of a big softball or something. And there's, at the present time, there's probably a half a dozen of those scattered around over the lawn.
All right. Does this rub off? Does it look like cigarette ashes on the leaves?
I told the screener that I didn't get down and feel of it, which is kind of foolish. I should have done that before I called you. But it looks, just looking at it closely, it looks kind of like it might be almost like a powdery substance.
All right. Let me tell you what I think you have, and then you go check and see if that's it. I think we have a lot of things going on. I think probably the direction of what you have had problems with maybe need to be, you may need to refocus that direction a little bit. But the current thing you're talking about, if it looks like cigarette ashes just dumped in a little area the size of your hand on a lawn, that is called slime mold, and it is harmless. It's a saprophytic fungus that just grows on that. If you had a rock sitting there, it'd be sitting on the rock as well. So I wouldn't worry about that. Take all root rot or take all patch is a spring disease, a cool season disease. The problem is that if you heard that laborious answer I worked my way through about 45 minutes ago on St. Augustine Diagnostics, I'm going to beg, I don't want to go back into that whole long list of stuff.
I missed that.
Yeah, I am too, because it was an 8-minute answer, and I just probably am not going to do a whole lot more St. Augustine stuff for a while. But my point being, since you didn't hear it, probably what you had was chinch bugs in the summer, and they may be abating because of the rain, so you may be giving the peat moss credit when it wasn't the peat moss at all that did the help here. Please go to my website, to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, and click in the most asked questions and then St. Augustine problems. And there's a diagnostic thing there, or on my Facebook page under notes, the same text is there. I worked many, many hours, probably 6 hours, typing all that up so that I'd have it all for people to look at, because it's so hard to diagnose without being on site.
Good. Well, I'll take a look at that.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call. Folks, please, I have three categories, and I just sent a message to the other studio. We don't have a really great way of communicating. I look on my screen and I send text messages. The three things that I don't work with, and two of them have come up this morning and I really would rather not have calls on. St. Augustine Diagnostics are so difficult to be specific as to the symptoms, and when you read those you'll see why. Schumard red oak diagnosis of problems of young red oaks, if they're less than 10 years old, so often it's not a true Schumard red oak, and I spend 5 minutes trying to identify the tree, because I, in many cases, probably a third of the time, it isn't a true Schumard red oak. You see them all over North Texas that have been brought in, sold as Schumards, and that aren't. They were often bought in national chain stores, and they've been brought in from other parts of the country. All the more reason to go to independent retail garden centers. And then I don't work in the pond weed control, and that call came in this morning. I don't think you heard it on the air, because I just said I don't work in that field too much. It's kind of like structural pests. I don't work in termites and bed bugs. I have sponsors that do, but I don't work in those, so those are not questions that I'm comfortable in handling. I think you need specialists in those. I'm not proud that I don't have that information, but I'm willing to admit I don't know everything, and I don't want to be somebody who tries to throw out answers for things that I'm not sure of. So I hope that makes sense. Let me tell you right now about the Baylor Healthcare System, and specifically the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. I had a good friend who was in Baylor, Plano for 2 days this week, and he would not be opposed to my saying West Nile was the reason that he was there. And I went to see him, actually brought him home because his wife was working in their business, and he got discharged, and I was nearby, and I said, I'll take you home. That hospital is fabulous. One of the reasons that Baylor Plano is so fabulous is the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Now, scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis affects children and adolescents and adults. Baylor's Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in the nation. The Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehab to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team provides a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical exam of the back and extensive testing. They determine which treatment options are right for you. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is on the Baylor Plano campus, northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike. Want more information? You bet. 888-781-5558. That's directly to the Baylor Scoliosis Center. 888-781-5558. Or go online at thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. That's thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Dallas Plumbing Company has served the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex continuously since 1903. Family owned by the Downs family for four generations, it's a company for all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. Voted Best Plumber in D Magazine, Best Pick Plumber, Air Conditioning and Heating by Best Pick Report, and the Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence year after year after year. Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Now through the end of this month, actually not even that long, through August 30, with the new qualifying high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning system, you can get up to $600 cash back. The offer ends August 30, so call them tomorrow. That's $600 cash back up to with the high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning system. And new customers who haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the last 3 years will receive $50 off your first plumbing or air conditioning service call. See the new display at their kitchen and bath showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, 11055 Plano Road in North Dallas, about a mile north of LBJ. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing. Talk to the experts first. These folks have been there since 1903. You know their orange and black trucks. They're just fabulous. That's the only word I can use to describe them. DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300, DallasPlumbing.com. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Again, Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News time now, 9:33. Tropical Storm Isaac churning toward South Florida, and Republican convention officials and Mitt Romney deciding to scrap tomorrow's kickoff in Tampa. They're going to squeeze 4 days of events into three. Political correspondent Jonathan Carl is in Tampa.
The big issue here is that some of the delegates are staying an hour away on the coast, and they were concerned about loading them up on buses, bringing them here. They thought that it might have been too much of a safety issue.
And President Barack Obama says the economy clearly needs work, and he's the man to get it done. In an interview with the Associated Press, Obama says Mitt Romney lacks serious ideas. Romney spokesman Ryan Williams, though, responding that Obama's piled up national debt and presided over high unemployment. And the strongest typhoon to approach Okinawa in years is bearing down on the southern Japanese island. Residents have been told to stay indoors, warned its strong gusts could overturn cars, cause waves of up to 40 feet. U.S. troops there have been told to restrict their movements as well. Wind gusts of up to 155 miles per hour are possible. WBAP News time, 9:34.
On the Dallas Freeway, 635 LBJ Freeway westbound at Abrams Wreck is reported. And in Southlake, road work on Highway 114 at FM 1709. Roadway closed there. Traffic diverted to the service road. This report brought to you by Chevron with Techron. Every day your car takes care of you, helping you maneuver through all that traffic. Take care of it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud on vital engine parts. Use the gas that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 92. Tonight, still a chance of an isolated storm, 76 for the low. Clouds still around tomorrow. Heavy rain is possible with a high of 92 again. It's cloudy, 79 degrees at DFW Airport. Light rain and 78 at Dallas Love Field. It's cloudy and 79 in Fort Worth. 9:35, I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Hey, are you ready for Monday?
Let's get it on.
Are you excited?
Let's get it
on.
You
know what next week is?
Football.
Oh, I was thinking about the Republican National Convention.
What is that again?
That's next week, yeah.
We've got it covered.
Okay,
I'm teasing you.
Okay,
I'm giving you a hard time.
You scared me.
All week long, beginning Monday, the RNC out of Tampa right here on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Save 38% on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. It will have more than 10,000 words telling you month by month when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. It's going to be beautiful. Our 30th annual Texas gardening calendar. Get the calendar plus a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price $36.95. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, you need to call Encore, O-N-C-O-R, at 888-313-6862. Encore can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors, and you can be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. If a tree is making contact with the power line and causing sparking or a fire, leave that area immediately and call 911. Before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, make sure you know where underground electric lines and other utilities are located. Before digging, always call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging to have underground lines located and marked at no charge. And that's for the power lines, 811. Call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com, Encore Electric Service Delivery.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve, and he is my friend. Let's go to Joanne in Royce City. Joanne, this is Neil. Good morning.
And good morning to you. We truly appreciate your professional information.
Well, thank you. I love doing this.
Well, we are transplant, Texan transplants.
Where from?
Well, we moved to the best location in the nation, Texas. We're from Ohio.
All right. What part of Ohio?
Northeast, snow belts.
Snow, yeah. My degrees are both Ohio State, although I'm a native Texan, and my wife and I lived in Plymouth. I taught in Shelby. She taught in a little town called Shiloh, so we know North Ohio, not Northeast. I had a lot of friends who were from Lake County, from Mentor, in the nursery business in horticulture, and we'd see them go home to help in the nurseries on Friday night, and we wouldn't see them for 2 weeks. They couldn't get back.
Really?
Yeah, so lots of snow. How can I help you?
Well, we have 4 upright evergreens. Since I'm quite new here, we don't know what kind they are, but they're uprights. Something like a arborvitae cypress.
Mm-hmm.
They have a blue cast to them.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 are healthy, 2 a problem with. The 6-footer and the 4-footer, the entire top half of the shrubs dried completely.
Joanne, are these kind of prickly when you, not the dead tissue necessarily, but even the living tissue, are they rather prickly?
Yes.
All right, and is it a bluish cast, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll bet those are Blue Point junipers, and you can look them up online, see if Blue Point juniper looks like what you have.
It sounds like it.
And they have a vascular disease issue, and I guess there might be some other junipers that have the same problem, but Blue Points are notorious for it. And I could drive you past 10 or 15 at this moment that are
really
continuing to die back. Yeah, and it's not uncommon.
Hmm.
I think, and I don't know of any fungicide that's going to help with it. It is internal within the plant. In fact, I'm not sure, but what it may be bacterial. I can't remember. But it's a dead-end street for that particular plant. I hate to have you arrive here and we just suddenly say, well, your plants are doomed. But that plant has more struggles than a lot of other plants. I think, really, I'd recommend that if you end up, I'd trim out the dead wood and just see if they recover, but often they do not. I had a Spartan juniper that eventually developed the same issue, so I know that it's not just Blue Point. And I finally took it out. It grew around the damage, but it so ruined the shape of the plant that I didn't like it much where it was. So
I take very, very good care. I had a green thumb up north for all my homes. I've been a homeowner for like 50 years.
Right.
And so I am learning rapidly, but I really take such good care of my
It's not about care. Yeah, not about care. One of the big differences that you will see how long have you been here now?
2 years.
All right. Well, one of the things you've already noticed, and especially last year, is that we tend to get hot and stay hot, whereas the north gets cold and stays cold in the winter. The two seasons are reversed. We have warm comparatively warm and cold weather during the winter, but we only have hot in the summer and vice versa in Ohio. And so you end up with a different set of problems here than you, by and large, uh-huh. Having lived 5 years and gone to school at Ohio State, I transferred there as a junior. I grew up in College Station, Texas, and I gardened actively, obviously, and there's 10% the challenge in Ohio that we face in Texas with insect and disease problems brought on by the debilitating heat and the extending
mm-hmm.
heat.
Yes,
and
my
so,
dogs love the grasshoppers.
Yeah. So the problem you're going to face is you're going to have to learn what problems to watch for on your plants and then deal with them quickly, because they can really overtake a plant that is struggling just on its own to stay alive in the heat. And different plants vary. You'll see things that hold up to the heat here much better. One of the other things I'd offer as a suggestion that I always do to newcomers to Texas from the north is the timing of what you do and when you do it is just vastly different here than it would be.
I got your magazine.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Think the world of it.
Well, I appreciate it. But anyway, that's Blue Point juniper, and that's exactly what's happening. I think you prune out the dead wood and monitor it for a short while, and then maybe do a little bit of re-landscaping.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Keep up the good work.
I will try my very best. Thank you, Joanne, and welcome to Texas. Let's go to Joel in Frisco. Joel, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, got a little bit of a problem here. Last year, planted Ruella,
mm-hmm.
Strictly because I like the look of the plant.
I do,
too. This year, it's coming up, and it's very invasive. It looks like it's taking over a whole flower bed.
I've heard about it in the news in your neighborhood. The neighbors are complaining.
What do I do? How do I kill it?
Well, you can probably the easiest way to kill it, if you just want to get rid of it and not have it at all, is just to dig it up and get the roots out. It's not as foreboding as that might sound. If you want to contain it, what I normally recommend to people and what I've done on several occasions is I'll take a large nursery pot and I'll just saw it so that the bottom is gone and sink it way down in the ground. So it becomes...
How deep do the roots go?
It becomes then maybe 15-inch deep edging, and that stops the roots. So you could do that. I don't think they would go out and under that. If you used, for example, maybe a 10-gallon pot, just an old 10-gallon pot that somebody had thrown away and cut the bottom off that with a skill saw, I think you could do that. Or any other kind of enclosure that would go down that deep, you could do it with corrugated fiberglass if you want to.
Okay,
but that's what you have to do. It's like bamboo. It spreads underground and is very, very assertive.
Okay, I do appreciate it.
All right, I'm glad you called. Thank you, sir. Let me go to Roxanne in Belton, and then we'll take our last break for this hour. Roxanne, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a red crepe myrtle that was getting that sticky stuff on the leaves, and we turned it over, and it's got aphids, you know, underneath the leaves.
Okay.
And we've been treating it for about 3 weeks now, you know, with soap and spray and water, you know, and spraying it. And they still keep coming back. And then,
well, you need to use a systemic insecticide. I'm not a big soap guy. I just I don't think that's going to do much. And I think you've just validated that.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I'm fine with that if you want to do it. But one of the problems and the reason that I don't necessarily embrace a totally organic issue set of circumstances is that. And kind of hear me on this, because I'm very responsible, I feel, to my environment. I try to be very, very careful. The way that products have been directed over the last 10 or 20 years has been towards systemic insecticides. You can put out a product called Merit directly around the crepe myrtle, around roses, around whatever target plant you want to use. It goes in through the roots and is taken up into the plant, and you never see the insect. It's there waiting when the insect shows up. You have to know when they're likely to show up, which in the case of aphids is going to be in late June or July, and have it there 3 weeks ahead of that. So mid-June you put out Merit, or early June, and maybe put a second application out right in the root area. So I don't have any problem with that. The thing that I always encourage people to think about is, what is the efficacy of various insect control products or weed control products? Are you satisfied to get 10% control or 20% control if that's what a particular thing offers, whether it's organic or inorganic? Are you satisfied at that level? And if they say no, then I say, well, keep looking, because there probably will be products that will give you a better result. And if it bridges into inorganics at that point, then they have to make that decision, and I don't try to weigh in on that. I just let them do it. But that's why you don't hear me give a lot of soap answers. I don't give any soap answers. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Anyway,
now I notice the tree that's we have a big burr oak right next to the crepe myrtle, and it's got aphids on it too. I mean, it's a huge tree.
All right, well, burr oaks will develop aphids, but it's much more common for burr oaks occasionally to have a problem with lace bugs, and they will cause the same kind of sticky residue to drop out of a burr oak. It's not aphids at all. If that's the case, it's lace bugs, different insects. Same solution. The only problem I have now with the burr oaks, and I'll be very candid on this answer, neither of these insects, by the way, is the least bit endangering to the health and long-term survival of the plant. The plants are going to be fine.
Okay, so they'll survive.
Absolutely. Yeah, let me get through one thought here. They will definitely survive, no problem. And lace bugs are a sporadic problem on burr oaks. You may go 20 years and not see lace bugs come back to your burr oak tree. So putting out here is where my environmental responsibility comes back into the picture. Putting out a preventive systemic insecticide around a burr oak, which has a much larger root diameter than a crepe myrtle would, that one I probably would hesitate in recommending that on a routine basis, unless you've had year after year of the same problem. If you have, then you could probably break that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. But Merit is what you're looking for, Imoclopride, and you'll find it in independent retail garden centers. Tell them you want Merit, and they'll know what you're asking for.
All right.
Atta girl. All right. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine now. And if you are a newcomer to the state, I think this could help you a great deal. If you're from the north, you're used to planting, for example, English peas maybe the 1st of May and pansies the 1st of April. And we don't do it that way in Texas. If you do, you watch them sizzle as they fry out there. And so everything about gardening is doing the right thing at the right time. You just got to have those two prongs to this attack, and my calendar will help you do that. It tells you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. You notice a moment ago I didn't tell the lady from Ohio, you need to get my garden calendar. I don't do plugs for my own products during answers to questions, but I hope that she will get the calendar. The offer is very, very good. It's a 38% savings on the calendar when you buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. 30 years we've been doing the calendar, and I've refined it. I will be working on it again this afternoon. 10,000 words, 12,000, somewhere in that range, telling you month by month, bullet by bullet, by hundreds of bullets, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A beautiful wall calendar at a 38% savings when you buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. If you're dissatisfied with this offer when you receive them, I will refund every penny, no questions asked. $36.95 plus $3 postage on the calendar. The price will never come back down to that price once we print the calendar. Call for this pre-production offer, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, call before 11.
Since 1983, the experts at Whiz-Q Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at Whiz-Q Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at Whiz-Q at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm a recovering addict. Neil, this is the second time you have interviewed me for Serenity High in McKinney. Before Serenity High, my life consisted of sitting in my house all day and pretty much getting into trouble. I dropped out of school before I came here. I didn't really have any goals for myself. Serenity High is different for me from my old high school because I have a sober environment here. I have a more one-on-one with my teachers, and I have a support team here that I didn't have back at my old school. We have two meetings a week here, and the girls and the guys have separate meetings once a week, and then we have them together. For the girls, I feel like a lot of the girls who are really shy, they actually talk about their problems in there. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. One day at a time,
serenity. Thank you, Samantha, very, very much. Serenity High opens for another school year, its 14th year. Tomorrow, it is the tenured recovery high school in America. It appears at this point, I think it was the deputy drug czar told our principal, Julie Ferraro, that. Love Serenity High, and for any parent who has struggled with a youngster who just is off on a tangent, if he or she has completed successfully a bona fide drug or alcohol rehab program and would like to attend a sober high school, Serenity High is exactly that. It's a part of the McKinney Independent School District, but it's open to students from many, many partnering districts. All of the information is at serenityhigh.org. So check the website out, and it is not a school you just drive up to and enroll. You have to be admitted. There are some interviews that go ahead of time just to protect the current enrollees to make sure that all is going to channel them toward great decisions. SerenityHigh.org. North Haven Gardens, located at 7700 North Haven Road in North Dallas, just inside LBJ between Hillcrest and Central Expressway, open 7 days a week. Fall vegetables, you betcha, you betcha, betcha. They have everything. And let me tell you what they have now for you. This is the proper planting time for mustard greens, Swiss chard, Brussels sprouts, kale Nero. And Nikki there at North Haven says a lot of their customers are asking for Nero kale. Also red cabbage, cauliflower, and broccoli you can still plant, and especially in the urban heat pocket inside LBJ, you bet. And it's perfect time everywhere for carrots, leafy greens, cilantro, parsley, broccoli, Brussels sprouts we mentioned, snap, a lot of herbs as well. I'm going to rule out a couple of those because some of my listeners, I think, on the list might not have really good luck this late with cucumbers. But they have everything you could possibly want there, and they have the help to guide you into being successful with your vegetable garden and your herb garden. Nobody grows more herbs and sells more herbs than North Haven. This is a fabulous garden center. It's just an unbelievably fabulous garden center, 9 acres in size, founded in 1951 by the Pincus family, my friends Ralph and Muriel Pincus. And Ralph will have a birthday coming up in just a week, and we'll tell you about that next weekend. And they've been married more than 70 years. What a great company. Their son John now owns and operates North Haven Garden, 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. Shop today. North Haven Gardens, NHG.com. Back to those old phone lines, we go to Bruce in Frisco. Bruce, this is Neil. Good morning. Have about a minute before we got to hit the news. I didn't realize I kind of yacked my way up to that one. How can I help you?
Well, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I really respect your opinions, and I've got clover in my Bermuda grass that has become very invasive. It's the small clover with a little yellow flower on it, and as the weather has cooled down, it's gotten more and more pervasive in the entire yard now.
Bruce, you can use a broadleafed weed killer to control that, and the operative there is in the fine print. It's going to have the chemical formulation of 2,4-D, 2,4-D, and then there will be a long chemical name after that that starts with D. And it will say it's for poison ivy and clover and oxalis. You may very well have oxalis, or you could have some persistent bur clover.
You can
spray now, especially in Bermuda. I would not spray if it's going to be above 95 on St. Augustine, and I'd spray in the evening when it's not going to rain for 48 hours. So we have that to dodge around currently. And one other thing, it will help if you, here's where I will recommend that dishwashing detergent. Put one or two drops of a liquid dishwashing detergent with a gallon of spray. Put it out with a mist sprayer, a pump sprayer, not with a hose end sprayer, and you'll get the best results. We'll be back. Call us now.